This spill motion has been defeated, 61 votes to 39. So Tony Abbott has survived this spill for now. I'll come back to you, Merle, in just a moment, because I'm not sure whether we'll hear from Tony Abbott immediately, whether we'll hear from the Chief Whip, Philip Ruddock, or what will happen. I see Philip Ruddock walking out of that meeting now. So whether he will address those media people who are gathered there, I suspect he possibly will. So we'll try and go to Philip Ruddock in just a moment. He's just wandering over now to a group of microphones. So let's go to Philip Ruddock.
The result is very clear. Noes, 61. Yes, 39. There was one informal, one member away on paternity leave. That seems to me to resolve the matter, and thank you very much.
Did the Prime Minister say anything after the vote or before?
The Prime Minister is speaking now.
How about anybody else? Has anyone else put up their hand, or anyone else speaking on the motion?
No, it's very clear. These matters are dealt with without debate. We proceeded on that basis. We conducted the ballot. The result is clear. The Prime Minister is now addressing the party.
So no one else will have a chance to say anything?
Well, they may be saying something now, but as I say, the way in which these issues traditionally have been dealt with is the way in which it's been dealt with on this occasion. It is a procedural matter. The matter went. We had a full roll call. One member was away on paternity leave. I think I'd made that known earlier, and the result was very clear.
Mr. Ruddock, there was only one item. There was only one item on the agenda. I understand, as you say, the Prime Minister is speaking now. Will other members of the party have an opportunity to speak in this meeting today? Will they have to wait till tomorrow?
No, the way in which we work is that this is a party meeting, and the Prime Minister is speaking to members now, and he will determine when it concludes. We've got the Parliament sitting in a short while, and we'll have to adjourn. But there are party meetings tomorrow, and I am sure, in the context of the matter having been clearly resolved, there may well be discussion about the way in which we should proceed now, and the Prime Minister's made it clear that he's been listening and will appropriately respond. I don't think I can add anything further.
Is there any indication that the Prime Minister might make a statement to the media?
I'm sure he will make a statement.
Could you clarify on the informal vote? What form did it take? Was it a scribble, a yes, yes, a no, no?
It was an informed.
Okay, so there's the Chief Government Whip, Philip Ruddock, just confirming that result, that motion, the spill motion, originally put forward by Luke Simpkins. It was seconded by Don Randall. It has been defeated. Tony Abbott emerges as the Prime Minister from that meeting, the defeat, 61 votes to 39. So basically, a two-thirds majority of the party room still favouring Tony Abbott, despite those polls this morning. You would wonder why there is some intent on blowing up the whole show when clearly two-thirds of the party room still has the support for the Prime Minister. Let's go to our parliamentary correspondent, Michael Packey, right now. He joins us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
No real surprise that Tony Abbott has survived. Has he survived by enough, however, to ensure that he continues on for any period of time through to the next election?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Look, it was a fairly convincing victory for Tony Abbott to survive this morning. The motion, 61 votes to 39. Up until about an hour ago, I was hearing from some Liberals that the vote was going to be a lot closer than that. Some of them were even saying that they were uncertain if the PM would survive. But 61-39, that's fairly convincing. What I think is going to basically happen now is that Tony Abbott has really got to try and get his party united, and he's got to be a lot more consultative. I mean, he's got to consult a lot more with MPs on various issues. I think he's learned a lesson out of going through this process. But what I think is going to happen now, Stuart, I think we're going to continue seeing those polls, whether it be a news poll or a Fairfax Ipsos poll or a ReachTel poll or an Essential poll. If those polls continue showing that Tony Abbott will lead the coalition to an abyss in the next federal election, I'd say these issues of leadership will come up again. We've seen it all happen under the previous Gillard-Rudd years, and we saw it happen with Hawke and Keating. So I do think that if the polls continue to show that Abbott is not able to turn things around, I think that after the budget, there we're going to be hearing rumblings of leadership yet again. I think they'll give him up to the budget, but then after that, I don't know that Tony Abbott will have many lifelines left.
And what of Joe Hockey? There was all of this talk over the weekend that perhaps as one of the deals to try and shore up Tony Abbott's prime ministership, that Joe Hockey would be sacrificed, Malcolm Turnbull brought in as treasurer. Talk around that this morning?
No, there's no talk around that this morning. And yesterday, the prime minister did pledge his support for Joe Hockey. What I think will be interesting, though, whether or not there is another front bench and cabinet reshuffle, and whether or not he'll continue to have Malcolm Turnbull in the cabinet. At this point in time, I can't see any reason why Tony Abbott will want to upset the apple cart and punt Malcolm Turnbull from his front bench position as communications minister. But there's no doubt the level of trust between Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull in the cabinet has been eroded somewhat, as we would have seen Malcolm Turnbull arrived on his own to this party room meeting, whereas Tony Abbott was flanked by his front benches, his parliamentary secretary, and Julie Bishop was standing right beside him. So,
that's right, and I noticed as well, I mean, Corey Bernardi this morning was giving voice to some of the arch-conservatives, clearly arguing that Malcolm Turnbull was in this up to his ears. Those simmering tensions between the conservatives and some of the more moderates, those more to the left of the party, they have been brought to bear and exposed like never before by this.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And the one thing that in today's news poll some of the Liberal MPs and senators would have been thinking about is that even though voters do prefer Malcolm Turnbull to run the country, that news poll, when you drill down into the results, Stuart, it shows that about 80% of the people that support Malcolm Turnbull to run the country are Labor supporters. They're Labor voters. It's not so much the Liberal base. The Liberal base still want Tony Abbott to be running the country and to be the leader. And then second was Julie Bishop. They said if Tony Abbott is punted as the leader, it should be Julie Bishop, not Malcolm Turnbull. So no doubt some of those Liberals would have been thinking, well, you know, OK, Turnbull is popular, but is he the right person that will bring along the Liberal base with him? And judging by today's news poll, it would appear it's those Labor voters that want Turnbull to run the country, not the Liberals.
All right, mate. Look, appreciate your time. We'll come back to you as further things develop. Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
No.